The Joyride.
So, I said earlier, I'm not a physicist.
No, you're not.
Neither am I a scientist. But I pretend to be sometimes. I just like reading up on science and just knowing what's out there.
Yeah.
When it comes to quantum mechanics, things get weird. At the very tiniest level, where particles move, things go strange. I don't know if you've heard of quantum entanglement. Do you know what it is?
Oh, Big Bang Theory, all gehoord.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
great source of education.
Yes.
If you want to learn science, watch Big Bang Theory, man.
Yeah.
And what quantum entanglement entails is that you take two particles and you entangle them as the word.
Yeah.
And then they take on the properties of each other.
Okay.
And when you separate them again, once you do something to the one particle, it instantly happens to the other particle.
Wow.
So what can actually also happen is you can theoretically have one piece of the one particle on Earth and one particle on the other side of the galaxy. And if you do something on the one side, it'll happen on the other side instantly. And technically that shouldn't be possible because nothing can move faster than the speed of light. So there's problem number one. So with that in mind, now that you know the background of what quantum entanglement is, have you guys ever heard of the delayed choice quantum eraser? So this is one of the craziest quantum theories and quantum experiments. It's actually not a theory. It's an experiment that was performed and it's been proven to be real. So listen to this experiment. It's crazy. What they did was one photon was taken and another one was entangled. So now they are two entangled photons. Now these particles of light, they link across space and then they put them into a carefully built quantum setup. Now one photon was measured immediately. Once it went into this system, they measured it. Okay? What happened was they then delayed the measurement of the second photon with an instrument that measured it a couple of milliseconds later, which then proved one of the craziest, strangest things. The outcome of the first photon's measurement appeared to be influenced by the second, which hadn't been measured yet. And what this means is somehow the future was affecting the past. So, if you think you can't do anything about the past, you still can. And it's been proven with this experiment. It's called the Delayed Choice Quantum Eraser. Mind blown already?
Yeah.
Mind blown.
All what you do is I crave net meer oopsies.
Ay man, miskien moet jy nou besluit te maak wat oopsies vir ewig vir ons almal verander.
Ja. Okay.
As jy nou die regte besluit te maak, verander jou toekoms dalk so dat jy môreoggend wakker word met 'n oopsie koek in die bed.
Of net soos 'n oopsie fabriek wat net heel dag my oopsies maak.
Hierdie is mal, dit my brein gebreek.
Ja.
Asof jy hierdie storie laai en dan kan jy dit gaan kyk. Ek weet nie. Dit breek my brein om te dink dat wat jy hier doen kan die verlede beïnvloed. And it's been proven. It's not science fiction. The experiment was done and it's been proven.
It's a pretty cool thing to know that ons sê altyd we want to leave the past in the past. So obviously this goes a little bit against that. Maar eintlik wat dit doen is dit sê I can leave it in the past because it doesn't have to have the same effect on me.
Exactly.
Want iets wat ek nou doen kan dit verander.
You see? Don't dwell on the past. Do something in the present. There we go.
That's where it's
some
at.
Profound wisdom. Nikki kyk het vir my met soeke oë aan.
You're tuned into the Joyride on OFM. Courtesy of Brocourt Auctions. Your partner in quality auctions.
Get in loser for the Joyride.